So far this hour, our perspective and focus has been on the people of Syria and the vulnerability in the face of an onslaught by what appears to be a government attempt to assault its own people. But that's certainly not the view of the Bashar al-Assad regime. Joining us now is Dr. Ayman Haidar, who's an internist. He's a founding member of the Syrian American Forum. He joins us from Flint, Michigan. Dr. Haidar, do you support the Bashar al-Assad regime, and do you have a different view of the events unfolding now in your country?
I do have a different view on what's going on. I believe that this is actually a true conflict right now between two different groups, you know, the government on one side and the armed groups on one other side. The armed groups, unfortunately, they've done a lot of bad things in Syria too, you know, including Homs itself. I have relatives and I have my two sisters who live in there. They've taken over 80% of the city pretty much over the past few months, and they were terrorizing those people in their houses. People were not able to, you know, to do their daily chores. They were not able to go to school. Kids were not able to go to schools, to universities, and other things.
Indeed, there's chaos all around, and, you know, no one's hand is completely clean here. But give an argument, if you could, to the people of Syria of why, in the face of all the change that's going on in the Arab world, why should they simply go back to the way things were and have any expectation that freedom and democracy would come at the end of it? What's that argument, Dr. Haidar?
Well, I don't think that they need to go back to where they were before. You know, there should be there is actually a huge need for reform in Syria. Everybody admits that there was corruption. There was all kind of issues in Syria that were going on. So we need to actually apply those reforms. I mean, we need to be able to do that. Nobody's asking to go back, and I don't think anybody wants to go back. I believe the majority of the Syrians, they still support this current government, and they want to go back at least to some, you know, some peaceful times just like they were before.
Why do they support this government? Why should Assad stay?
Because they believe in that government right now. I mean, I believe the majority of the Syrians, they still believe in that, and they believe that, you know, that the government has brought a lot of peaceful times in Syria.
Then what would the successor to Bashar al-Assad be? Assuming that there is some sort of democracy, where does it go? Does it pass to his vice presidency? Does it move to some other party? Could the Muslim Brothers ever rule?
Well, that's the problem, and that's what people are afraid of. I don't think people would like to see the Muslim Brotherhood in power because of their, you know, extreme religious views. You know, most of the people in Syria are moderate, and they don't believe that the Muslim Brotherhood should be ruling. And that's the biggest reason why people are afraid of the change in Syria. We need to actually do, actually push in the U.S. We should push for more negotiations. The government has asked for negotiations and dialogue, and we should push for that.
You're referring to the talks that were called for between the opposition and the vice president, which only occurred after the Russian foreign minister arrived in the country. Dr. Ayman Haidar, who's an internist and a founding member of the Syrian American Forum, speaking to us from Flint, Michigan. Thanks so much for your perspective, sir.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.